As a kid, Angel Dorati wasn't allowed to have pets. So when she finally got her first dog as an adult, she was hooked. Her love of animals eventually led Angel and her husband Al to open Angel's Pet World in Hudson, and the store has been a staple of the Hudson community for more than 20 years. While the store has evolved over the years, one thing has stayed the same. Angel's passion for both the animals and the people who visit her store each and every day, as well as the employees who work there. I'm Tyler Mason, and I'm excited to have you tuning in to this week's episode of St. Croix Stories with Angel Dorati of Angel's Pet World. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of St. Croix Stories. I'm glad to have you with us today. If you're a pet owner and you live in the Hudson area, chances are you visited the store of today's guest, Angel Dorati. She's the co-owner of Angel's Pet World. We're going to talk about all things pets and about her involvement in the community over the last 20 plus years. Angel, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's start at the beginning for you, your love of animals and pets. Were animals something that you were drawn to as a kid, or where did that love kind of start?
So I've always loved animals, but growing up, we grew up in a big family. There were six kids, and my parents always said putting food on the table and taking care of us was so much more important than having an animal in the house. So we were never allowed. Okay. We tried, but never allowed. So when I started my first job at Ace Hardware, they had this huge pet department.
Okay.
And that's where I really, really knew I loved all animals.
Yeah.
Fish, small animals, hamsters, guinea pigs. Snakes, not so much, but I don't hate them.
I'm not a big snake guy myself.
No, so. they just put the fear in me, but all other reptiles, and that's when I knew I had the love for animals.
Yeah. Well, speaking of reptiles, we're at the Hudson Library recording this. Before we met here, you're looking at their reptiles here. So
yes.
I should have known to find you at the reptile cage. So I guess you mentioned all love of all type of animals, but I mean, what was it, do you think, about animals in general that you loved, or what was it that drew you to them?
I just think that they bring so much comfort,
mm-hmm.
even fish.
Yeah.
You know, they bring a lot of peace, serenity.
Yeah.
You're having a bad day, whether it's a dog, cat, or guinea pig, or hamster, they bring a lot of comfort into people's lives. So yeah. I think that's what drew me. You see the happiness in everybody's faces, children's faces.
Mm-hmm.
I think they learn a lot from them, life lessons, being gentle and how to take care of them and be responsible.
Absolutely. When you mentioned as a kid, you weren't allowed to get a pet. I told you before we started, my five-year-old has asked us when we can get a dog. We've got two little kids. My wife's allergic to dogs, so he's a little bummed out about that, but maybe we'll find another kind of pet for him, a fish or something like that, like you said. But what was your first pet? I'm curious. Once you were able to get your own pet, what did you get?
So my first pet was a dog, and that was when I met my husband.
Okay.
So when we were dating and we got married, I got my first pet. He's always had dogs in his life, or cats, or some type of animal. So that literally was my first dog.
Okay. And what kind of dog was it?
A boxer.
Okay. What, once you finally had a dog and a pet, I mean, what was it, just like an instant love?
It was an instant attraction. I'm like, I've missed this for all this years. You know, prior to that, I always lived on my own. I worked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I really couldn't have one. And now I haven't been without one.
Yeah.
I was counting this morning, knowing that we were going to do this podcast, and we've had 11 dogs together and four cats.
Wow.
So there's always been several in our house.
Yeah. How many currently in the house?
So there's three dogs,
one
cat. We just had to put a 20-year-old dog.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How do they all get along together?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. They all love each other.
And the three dogs don't team up on the cat or anything? And
they don't, and the cat loves the dogs more than she loves us.
That's awesome. Well, so after you had this long-time love of animals, you finally got your own pet. When did it maybe start to click that opening a pet store was something that you wanted to do? And maybe, I don't know if you and your husband had talked about it for a while, or take me through that kind of process of the idea of opening a pet store.
Yeah, so I was with Ace Hardware for 18 years, and I met my husband through Ace Hardware.
Okay.
He was on the pet distribution end of it.
Okay.
And about, we got married in 2000. In 2002, he said, let's open our own pet store.
Huh.
You know, we both loved it. He was on one end of it. I was on the other end of it. I thought about it. I thought it was crazy because I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, the risks that it takes to have a small business. And it was probably a week later. I'm like, let's do it. Mm. That's what I love. That's what he loves.
Yeah.
Then we went to the SBA office, worked on a small business plan, and mm-hmm. opened the store in 2003.
And I was here in Hudson, right? The original
yep.
one? Okay.
Yep.
Take me back to those early days of opening that. I'm sure you learned a lot about opening a business, running a business. What do you remember about those early days, whether it was the first year or two?
It was scary. Mm. You know, I worked a lot, you know, through the 18 years that I was with my other job, but it really takes a commitment. Yeah. I mean, we were there and I was there night and day. After he left his job, he would come and help too until you knew that you could afford enough help
right.
to come in there and help you. How important customer service was, mm. how important the community is
yeah.
To you succeeding, the financial end of it.
Yeah.
You know, do we have enough capital? I think a lot of them go in undercapitalized. How are we going to deal with that?
Yeah.
So until you start leveling off, and it takes years to build that.
Right, yeah. Was Hudson kind of always the target location? Or when you guys were thinking about a store, what was kind of the thought of where to open one?
It was our first thought because there really was nothing in Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had the bigger stores on the other side of the highway.
Sure.
But there really was no small independent. The closest would have been like New Richmond or going to the city. So
yeah.
that really was our target location.
Yeah. And what was that initial reception from the community when you guys first opened?
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
But it takes a long time.
Right.
It takes a long time to get the word out. I think that's where we learned a lot is at that time there was no like Facebook.
Right.
But you know, you depended on paper, the newspapers, mm-hmm. which were really big at the time. Google Analytics and all that stuff wasn't there.
Right.
It wasn't that important
yeah.
at that time. So it was really word of mouth.
Sure. Yeah.
And the newspaper.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it clearly worked because as we talked about, you've been in business now more than 20 years. And you've said in the past that you run your business like a family. You treat customers like a family. The pets are like family. And as we said, this is a family business for you and your husband, but I guess tell me a little bit more about the family environment and why that's so important to you at the store.
I think it's important to us because we want them treated like we would want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And if they need help or if they're sick, we would want somebody to help us, right?
Right.
So a lot of our employees have been there. Erica is our store manager. She's been there 19 years. We have groomers that have been there 18 years or
wow.
more.
Yeah.
We took a little bit of a hit during COVID,
mm-hmm.
you know, where we lost a lot of some of our staff. So now we have a younger generation in there, which
sure.
we enjoy.
Yeah.
They want to learn. They want to thrive. And their passion is animals.
Yeah.
But a lot of them have been with us forever. And what I've learned over the years, if you treat them with respect, I don't ask any single one of them to do anything that I wouldn't do myself.
Mm.
Let them know that we're there for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little tight on money or can't make, you know, rent maybe 1 month or have an illness that they need a little help with or
mm-hmm.
need to get a tooth pulled and they don't
sure.
have insurance or dental. You know, maybe we can work something out with them and maybe we can help them. And we want them to know that we're there for them. Not just for work.
Yeah.
We're there for them to support them.
Yeah.
And in turn, they support us. So.
Right. Yeah. I think that speaks a lot to the loyalty and the just the number of people you've had stay that long, you know, speaks volumes probably to your leadership as well. So kudos to you on that. I want to talk about the store itself for a little bit. You know, as it operates today, tell me a little bit about what customers can find there. I've been there before. I mentioned I don't have any pets right now, but I have been in there a number of times. And maybe how has what you've had in the store and the selection kind of evolved over time?
So right now what we offer is pretty much hard goods. There are cats on site
okay.
that we offer for adoption. We have adoption events every Wednesday, almost every Saturday of every month
okay.
with different organizations.
Yeah.
For animals, there really isn't anything left. We used to be full line. Right now it's all hard goods, so dog foods, cat foods, any supplies you
sure.
can find.
Toys and leashes.
Toys,
and all
yes.
that good stuff, yeah.
And a pretty big selection
yeah.
for a small independent. We offer grooming services. We offer online shopping. We have a delivery service within certain amount of miles. We do not ship. Mm-hmm. We have a training area that people can rent. So we offer a lot of services. Over time, how we started full line. Mm. So we had everything. We had, you know, 70 fish tanks. We had small animals. We had reptiles, birds. We specialized in big parrots. Mm-hmm. And then after the first year, we did have puppies. Mm. So that, I mean, we've totally pivoted and changed with the times because the younger generation right now is more electronics. Their emphasis isn't on having a fish tank mm-hmm. or a small animal. Yes, there are some.
Sure.
But it's really dwindled down.
Yeah, interesting. You mentioned some adoption events too, and I know you've worked closely with Coco's Heart Rescue over the years. You've got an event coming up a couple days from when we're taping this, but tell me a little bit about kind of your relationship with Coco's and just maybe about that organization and how you've worked with them.
How it started is we opened our second store in River Falls.
That's right, yeah.
So in 2011. In 2010, we decided that the puppy business wasn't for us. Mm. We learned a lot over those years. Learned that puppies should not be sold in a pet store. Mm-hmm. We spent most of our time at the vet. We stood behind them 100%, thinking we were doing the right thing, and learned over the course of 6 years, we were not doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. And we definitely were not the right people to sell these dogs, thinking they're healthy, mm-hmm. and in a couple months, they're not healthy.
Yeah.
We cared way too much right. to do that. And really, in the end, the amount of money that we were putting into the dogs, because we took care of them 100%, even mm-hmm. when they left the store, we were going in the hole.
Oh, sure.
So we got out of the puppy business. We put an ad in the paper, because at that time, rescues were starting to get big.
Sure.
You know, a lot of people against pet stores with puppies in it, and right. I understand why now. So when we took the ad out, nobody wanted to work with us. Hmm. And we were scared. We were like,
the ad was for working to adopt or help people adopt?
The ad was letting people know we no longer sell puppies, sure. that we learned our lesson, that we want to work with rescues, but no rescue would really take the chance on us because we used to sell puppies.
Sure.
Well, Ashley Kurtz, the founder of Coco's Heart, one day walked into the River Falls location, met my husband. He explained the situation. She was maybe a couple years young into Coco's Heart and said, well, I'll sit down with you guys. I'll have a meeting with you and let's see what you're all about. Huh. And literally from then on, she has supported us 100%. We have supported her 100%. The appreciation I have, because I do believe it maybe could have went, a different way.
Sure.
So why I'm so loyal to them is because she gave us a chance. She was the first one. Now it's huge.
Right.
You know, now a lot of them want to be involved with us. They're huge.
Yeah.
And what I've seen, you know, I've seen the back end of it. I've seen the whole organization. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Hmm. I have so much admiration and respect for what they do.
Yeah.
Every dog, cat, other animals that they take care of now too, mini horses. And
oh, wow.
They are given the best and they're given the best chance. And if they can show them a good life and put the money into them to show them a good life and take care of their ailments, they're going to do it.
Right.
And they've never showed me anything else in the last 11, 12 years.
Right.
I mean, it's remarkable.
Huh, that's very cool. Well, we mentioned you've got an event coming up with them in a couple of days. Tell me a little bit about these adoption events that you do. What takes place there, or what can people expect if they're maybe thinking about adopting a pet and they want to come check it out?
So it's from 11 to 2 every Saturday, and we have different organizations on different weekends, so the times vary. But what they do is they bring dogs. Coco's Heart is our biggest one. So they bring around 20 dogs from 11 to 2, the first and third Saturday of the month, and with their fosters. So people literally can come into the training area and actually get to meet the dog, learn about the dog, pet the dog, and then there's always somebody there from Coco's Heart to answer any questions that they have about the application process and how long it takes. And so it's huge. It brings people into our store,
right,
which is huge. A lot of them don't even know that we were there. They come from all over.
Sure.
And plus it gets a lot of applicants or potential adopters for Coco's Heart.
Oh, that's very cool. Now, I want to kind of focus back to you a little bit personally here. So last year you received the Governor's Award as part of National Disability Employer Awareness Award Month for what was described as your commitment to welcoming individuals with disabilities into your workforce. I'm curious what that meant to you to receive that award, because that seems like a pretty big deal.
Actually, I was shocked when Sonia came in. She's an employment service that we work with, you know, to have individuals with disabilities come and work with us.
Sure.
She came in and she said, you were nominated for this award. And then all of a sudden the state representative from Workforce Development came in and asking all these questions. And she said, well, you were nominated. And my first response, and I was with my store manager, Erica, my first response was, what? I just couldn't believe it. I didn't realize that something that I just felt was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. And they are loyal, great employees with great ideas.
Yeah.
We don't see them any different. That I was going to win an award. Angel's Pet World, not just I.
Sure.
It takes the whole team to make this work. We're going to win an award for something that we didn't do it to win an award. And I just think is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
To give them a chance.
Yeah, that's very cool. I'm assuming that maybe brought even more, you know, recognition for the store and for you, which is, you know,
it
like
did.
You said, for doing just what you thought was the right thing, which is
And it really wasn't what we were out for.
Right.
But it doesn't work without the team behind us.
Yeah.
So it really is the whole team that supports them, that lets them be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So we were very humbled, but so proud of the whole team, because it just doesn't come from me.
Yeah.
It has to come from everybody to work.
Right. When hearing you talk about your team and then the store and the animals and everything, it's clear that you're still very passionate about what you do, which is awesome. I love that. I'm curious if that has that been that passion, has that stayed the same over the last, you know, 20 plus years since you've had the store? How has have things changed? Maybe priorities changed? Or my guess is you're still just as passionate about it as when you opened.
I am. There's not one day. My husband and I were talking about this probably like a couple of years ago. There's not one day that I've regretted.
Hmm.
There's not one day that I haven't gotten up and said, oh, I don't want to go to work today.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all have hard days, right?
Right.
We all have stressful days, but there is not one where I said, oh, I wish we didn't do this.
Yeah.
Even through the hard times.
Right.
And it's really the customers that walk in that door, and not just the human beings. It's the four-legged creatures of all sorts
sure.
that make it all better.
Yeah. So as an animal lover yourself, of course, you also encounter, as you just said, people in the community that bring their own pets in. And I'm sure you've met numbers, you know, probably countless people over the years that are pet owners and you know, have their own bonds with their pets. What impact have you seen pets have on the lives of these people in our local community here in Hudson?
It's really about companionship for a lot of people. And that's what really gets me. We had like some of the older generation that come in and maybe they lose their partner, their wife, their husband.
Mm-hmm.
And what they hold on to is that dog or that cat or maybe it's a lizard or
sure.
And we see it every day. And you ask this, and just the other day we have a gentleman that comes in that's become a great friend. He's been shopping with us for almost 20 years, and he lost his wife a few years back. And he was coming in for grooming, and that dog is everything to him.
Yeah.
Everything. He takes it to nursing homes. Mm. He is very proud of it, and I just can't imagine his life without his dog beside him.
Yeah. I mean, they do become like family. I mean, they're members of the family for many people when they're with you for, you know, 15 or so years. And, yeah, it's pretty powerful animals.
It is powerful. And one more story is,
sure.
And this has never happened to us in 20 years, but somebody came in and her brother shops there all the time and she lives in the city. So she really hasn't had a chance to come over.
Yeah.
And her dog was diagnosed with cancer, a terminal cancer, and really was going to be put down within a week.
Hmm.
So she tells my store manager, I'm in the back office, and she tells my store manager, it was on her bucket list. Her brother says, you need to go to Angel's Pet World. They will give them treats. They will treat her like a queen.
Huh.
And Erica came to get me and Jenna came to get me, and they're like crying. And I'm like, what are you crying about? And they're like, they came here because it was on her bucket list to bring her dog here.
Wow.
So all three of us went out there. We all sat on the floor, loved this dog up, fed it as many treats as we possibly could. I kind of feel bad for the owner leaving because the dog was probably going to have an upset stomach.
Oh, sure.
But she said that's what it was all about to her. Yeah. As she's sitting on the floor crying with us,
yeah.
That's what it was about, that visit.
And I'm sure you've had lots of powerful stories over the years. I'm just kind of curious what it's meant to you to have the support of the community for this long. Like I said, you mentioned there was a lot of work at the beginning, but clearly the community has continued to support you and the store. I'm just curious what that means to you to have that community support.
I don't think we'd be here right now without the community support. I think every small business, I think it's one of the most important things that you can do with small business is have that community support. To become part of their family and you be treated the same way, right?
Yeah.
I truly care about everybody that walks into that store, and that's just not something coming out of me or just saying. We truly care, and it's not just me, and I'm going to refer back to my team again.
Right.
It's literally the team, too, that really cares that we're doing the right thing. We're not afraid to say no if we don't know the answer. We have a great relationship with some veterinarians, several of them that we can call, not for major medical issues, but we can call to get maybe the right answer to help us through with them and then refer them back to their vet or... I truly believe we're here today because of the community support.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I'm curious about the community. Is there anything you'd like people in the community or people listening to know about pets or about maybe Angels Pet World or about you that we maybe haven't talked about yet that is worth sharing?
I was thinking about that question, and I'm like, I think one of the most important things is I was thinking about my groomers. And I know people appreciate their groomers, but I think it's just a mundane thing they think they have to do is get their dog groomed or the cat groomed or animal groomed. And the appreciation that I have for groomers, what I have learned over the years, that they're not just grooming the dog. They're really almost like the first defense of finding something out wrong with your dog, unless you were just to the vet or they feel every inch of that body. They see what's under that hair. If there's an ear infection, compacted glands, skin infection, the importance of having them, all groomers, no matter where you go. I just think over the years, I try to give them whatever I can, our groomers, because I know how hard they work, how hard the job is, and I know what they do for the consumer on the other end of it.
Right. Yeah, so go get your pets groomed.
Get your pets groomed, yes.
Well, last question for you, and I ask, you said you've listened to this, so you know the question that's coming. You've been a staple of the Hudson community for over 20 years. Your store is one of the first things people see in Hudson, but I'm curious, Angel, what is your favorite thing about Hudson?
The community.
Yeah.
It's every single person that walks in that store, every single two-legged creature that walks into that store, all the friends that I've made over the years, being involved in events and schools, you know, giving seminars at schools with the younger generation.
The kids love it. Yeah.
Yes. All the rescues that we're involved in. So it really does, everything we do really comes down to the people walking in the door and the people that we work with and the entire community.
Yeah. That's a great answer. And I think a great way to wrap it up. But Angel, I wanted to say thank you for being here today. Thanks for everything you do for the pets of the community and the people of the community, too. I think everybody really appreciates it. So thanks again.
Thank you for having me.
And if you do have a pet, if you haven't been to Angels, which if you are listening and you live in the area, hopefully you have. But if you're curious about getting a pet, as Angel mentioned, they have adoption events throughout the year. So check that out as well. But thanks to everybody for tuning in today to my conversation with Angel Durati, the co-owner of Angels Pet World. Be sure to subscribe to St. Croix Stories wherever you get your podcasts, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or you can find all the episodes as well at stcroixstories.com. Thanks again and have a great day.